Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Game 3 of the NBA Finals just about 20 minutes away. And we are starting hour number 2 of this 3-hour show. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be. With that said, we bring in our man, Rob G, to kind of bring us up to speed on this next topic we want to discuss. It is an NBA topic.
That's right. As you guys know, Nikola Jokic is arguably the best player in the NBA right now, greatest player on the planet. But for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to get the kind of notoriety, nor does he seem to want the kind of notoriety a player of his caliber would deserve. And that inspired Dan Le Batard to say on his one of his podcasts that essentially Jokic would be a bigger star and more beloved by NBA fans if he were American, which prompted Kevin Durant to put up a tweet, which he has since deleted for whatever reason, replying to the video saying, quote, "I don't think Jokic wants or cares to be a star. He wants to go to work and go home, FaceTime his horses, and hop in the pool."
All right. Yeah, I don't know why KD would take that down. I don't think it's, you know, do you think that's an insulting tweet, Rob?
No, just people are so sensitive and scared, I guess, today. So I don't see anything. You know, I get it if it was offensive. I don't see what was offensive by that. There's nothing.
I mean,
there.
I think some of it's in jest, some of it's true, but it's in jest. I'm sure Jokic would just laugh that off. But, Rob, I guess if Jokic were an American player, in this case, a white American player, if he were a white American player, Rob, let's just keep it real. It would be so unique at this point in time for the best player in the world to be a white American. That hasn't happened since Larry Bird. And that was how long ago? That was almost 40 years ago. It was about 40 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's also cultural. You know, I get that. I do. I just think
He's
no, I agree.
Right? Like, Chris, there's a cultural difference here. He's from a different country. They what they're into is different from what we're into. They're not, you know, you're in a foreign place. I get it, right? You're in a foreign place. You're not trying to stand up on the table and be and have attention called to yourself. You're just out here to
your
play.
Command of the language might not, let's just keep it real.
That might make you feel comfortable limits, either.
Yeah, right. To some degree, how you're going to be. I mean, I've talked to people who've hung out with Jokic. They said he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun. But yeah, Rob, I mean, the language, he speaks English and he speaks it fine, but still, you're in a different country. It's likely that you're going to be a tad bit inhibited when it comes to interviews and your public persona and things like that. But look, I used to say, Rob, that we talked about it on our show. I wasn't sure if the face of the league could be an international player. But I've changed my opinion on that because I think Giannis could. Like, if Giannis, Rob, instead of the one championship, he's got three right now, I think he'd easily be the face of the league. And he's got some personality. You know, he does his little dad jokes things on social media. He's been in some commercials.
Chris, he's a fun. Greek god body. He's a nice guy. He's got a great smile.
Handsome guy.
Exactly.
Yep.
What is not to like? Right. I mean, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
And I also think, Rob, the guy that maybe of the international players might be more suited to be the face of the league than anybody. Now, his game or his success, at least on the court, hasn't reached that level. But Embiid. Joel Embiid, like, he is funny as well. He's a practical joker to some degree. He likes the spotlight. He just hasn't been able to get past the second round. Forget winning a championship. Hasn't been past the second round, so I think that hinders him. But I do think an international player can be the face of the league if they have that type of personality. Heck, Mike Trout can't be the face of baseball. And he's American. It's just his personality.
Exactly. And he just wants to go out and play ball, Chris.
Yep.
He doesn't have much to say. And that doesn't mean that Aaron Judge is trying to command respect or, you know, yelling at people or doing anything. He's just a different guy, right?
Right.
Would you say that?
Yeah,
he's not
absolutely.
He's not that boisterous.
He's the face of the league.
Right. He is.
Yeah. And Shohei, Rob, and obviously there's the language barrier there. But again, I keep saying it. People might get mad. If he was in New York, Rob, I think he's one of the faces of the league too. He's just too good and too unique what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I do think, agree with you, it's more about the personality. Probably there's something if a guy's American, is there – maybe he has an advantage – maybe, you know, again, at this point, we're kind of getting used to the best players not being American. I'm talking about the ultra elite. Now, obviously, you still have LeBron, you still have Steph, and you do have some great young players. Ja, for all his issues off the court. Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell. You've got great young players. But there's no doubt, Rob, when you talk about that upper echelon, I mean, the top three vote getters for the MVP race for years now have been international players. And so I think we're kind of getting used to them being the best. But when LeBron and Steph are kind of gone or just older, we might be in a phase, Rob, where there isn't that one face of the league for a few years. For a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, and it's shared with by a couple of guys.
Yep. Yep.
And that definitely could be the case. And your point on them being the foreign players, the top three choices for MVP, tells you that you just can't overlook their talent. You know what I mean? You can't pick they're the best players. And,
right.
And people will gravitate eventually, Chris, to the best players and the team and the players that win. It's just like I get your point with Shohei and New York and what it could do to up his profile. But if somehow he was able to win
with the Angels or turn that, you know what I mean? Like people would pay attention.
Yeah.
And they just can't make the playoffs. So it's so hard for people to really get focused in on. They're playing better this year. They got a record over 500. But if he winds up in Los Angeles or New York next year, Chris, it'll be the $600 million contract and Shohei all day. That's what you're
doing. No, that's true. That's true. But yeah, what do you think about Rob if he, I brought up, you know, if Jokic was an American, he would be a white American, obviously. Do you think that would, you know, make a guy more popular or, you know, intriguing, marketable, however you want to look at it? If he's like Jokic, like he's definitively in the discussion for the top two, three players in the world, do you think that would be a factor? It was for Larry Bird, Rob. There's no denying it. Like the fact, I mean, he was legitimately great.
Yeah, but there was controversy with Isaiah.
Definitely, yeah. A lot of people thought when he won the three straight MVPs.
Yep.
Three straight MVPs, that was because he was white. And then, like you said, Isaiah and Dennis Rodman had the issues.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
What also hurt, I think, and you remember, you were watching, is that the two announcers for CBS back then, Chris, doing the NBA games, were the Celtics announcers.
So who was it? Heinsohn?
Tommy Heinsohn. Remember Tommy Heinsohn?
Yeah.
Who played
yep.
for the Celtics, was a color guy. And why am I forgetting the he does a lot of NFL games. He's retired now. Oh, my God. He's married to Leslie Visser. How come I'm Tom? Oh, God. I'll get it. But anyway, they were both, Chris, Celtics announcers during the national game.
Yeah.
So when Bird made a bounce pass, they went crazy. And people were like, my God, he didn't invent the bounce pass.
Dick Stockton. I didn't know he was with the Celtics.
Who, Dick Stockton?
Yeah. I remember him well. I mean, he was great. Yeah. But he was a Celtic. He called Celtics games?
Yeah.
I
think Dick Stockton, and I know Tommy Heinsohn was their color guy.
Heinsohn, of course.
But, yeah, but I'm almost positive. I'll look it up, Chris. I don't want to miss it.
It's interesting because Mike Breen, of course, calls games for the Knicks. I mean, think about that, Rob. Mike Breen, this is ESPN's and ABC's number one team, right? Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy. Van Gundy coached the Knicks. Mark played for the Knicks twice, two different stints. It's from New York. And Mike Breen calls the games for the Knicks.
Chris, here it is, real quick. In Boston, he called Celtics games for WBZ and Red Sox games for WSBK before transitioning to a national. So that's why I'm saying.
So was that a big, I don't remember that being a big story. Was that a big,
not a big story, but I just remember, you know, he had an affinity for the Celtics because he worked for them and Bird, that's all.
Heinsohn is definitely.
Oh, he was a Celtic homer.
Yeah, totally. But I do think that'd be a factor. Rob, I've said it before. I'd love to see like a white American superstar in the NBA. We haven't had a real true superstar in a while.
What happened to White Chocolate?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, he was fancy. He had moves. He could handle. The last one was probably who? John Stockton. But he was very reserved. Mikhail Stockton. Chris Mullin, I don't know that I'd even call him a superstar. He was a star.
Yep. Tom Chambers was a good player. I'm just saying he had a high profile, right? Tom Chambers with the Suns.
I wonder about Chet Holmgren. I mean, you know, Holmgren, who I like, that's the 7 foot, I think he's 7'3", but 7 foot guy, 7'2", something like that, for Oklahoma City. And the thing, like, when you watched him, Rob, it was like, my goodness. Now, he's hurt this year, but he'll be playing next year. Here's the problem for Holmgren, and they can obviously both coexist, but Wembanyama is like a better version of Holmgren. Like, everything Holmgren does, it looks like Wembanyama does better. He's over 7 feet himself, well over it, 7'5". So he blocks shots. He shoots well. He handles. Like, they play very similarly. It'd be great if Holmgren, I like him a lot. Oklahoma City could be a team on the rise. He's with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So maybe they could become stars together and you know, that team could be in the mix. But it would be very interesting if that happens and just to see the reaction. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Can an international player be the face of the NBA? And if Jokic were American, do you think he'd be more popular? Your thoughts with the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Jokic. Can an international player be the face of the NBA? And if he were American, would he be more popular? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Thomas. He's in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
What's going on, fellas? Thank you for having me.
Yes,
I definitely think an international star could be the face of the league, but you got to have the characteristics of the guys like we've had in the past, of LeBron, Jordan, or even a Shaq. You got to be box office, have charisma. You know, every time you watch those guys, they did something that left you in awe. In marketing, they endorsed the big brands, Nike, McDonald's, Reebok. Shaq did movies, LeBron's done movies, Jordan did movies. It's all about how you market and how you play as well. And I think definitely if a foreigner can come in and have those qualities and characteristics, it can happen. Absolutely.
No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, like you said, Robin, perhaps the cultural barrier makes it a little tougher for a guy to have.
But it's not impossible, right? If the guy has the right personality to go along with the game. Because that's what it comes down to. You got to have the game, obviously, but you know, Chris, you've interviewed a million players. Some guys can just play. Some guys are just charismatic, and you go, man, this dude is unbelievable. He's glib. He knows how to express himself. He's funny. He's this. Yep.
You know, for the guys that don't want that, Rob, it's all good.
Right.
If Jokic just wants to play basketball and go back with his family, you know, he's married and hang
jump
out
in the pool and
wants,
play with horses or whatever.
That's cool. Tim Duncan was, I mean, maybe not those exact things, but he was like that. Now, it didn't make him the face of the league,
but it hurt Tim Duncan and made money.
And do you agree? Like I've said, if he had the personality of Kevin Garnett, he might be in the GOAT conversation.
Chris, he won 5 out of 6.
Yeah, yeah.
Over
20 years with a bunch of different players.
Right. I mean, he had some career, and it could have been 6 for 6 or whatever. We always talk about that. But anyway, in his case, you don't even – like, how many times you really remember Tim Duncan with, like, an interview, Chris, or some glib saying on the radio anything?
None at all.
Even think about Kawhi Leonard. Until he did the Alice, can we have that laugh? Like we didn't really hear Kawhi.
and we've heard that, but let's keep it real. Now, he has done some commercials.
He doesn't say anything in them.
No, okay. he's
Rob G, has he ever had any lines in his commercials?
No.
I'm dead serious.
He's never even said anything. You're right.
Not that I can think about it.
Chris, that's why I'm asking Rob G.
What about the one with the rapper? Who's the rapper he's with?
With Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, but he's not talking. He doesn't say anything in that.
I don't think he says anything. That's what I'm saying is like, I don't remember.
That's crazy that you don't say anything in these commercials.
You know who else was like that, Chris? Calvin Johnson with the Lions.
Calvin Johnson had
2 or 3 national commercials.
Well, I remember his suit commercial.
And never said
anything in any of them. They put him in a suit?
Yeah. He didn't have any lines.
Now, you covered him in Detroit. Was his personality like Kawhi's?
Yeah. Like
really?
Just a quiet guy. Yeah. Calvin Johnson was an explosive football player, but he didn't have a lot to say. And it's funny now because now he's doing stuff for ESPN, right? Like he's on the air, which is strange.
I haven't seen him. Good?
I'm a fun guy.
Thanks,
Kawhi. Is he good?
Yeah, he's loosened up a little bit, but you know what I mean? Okay. He's not like a over-the-top personality.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Rob, look, the game's about to start. Who do you think needs it more tonight, Miami or Denver?
Well, I mean, Denver, from the standpoint of you don't want to lose 2 in a row after you gave up home court. You know, like you want to reestablish yourself. I'm not saying that if they lost, they couldn't win the series.
Right.
But I just think, you know, because they're coming off a loss – they're the favorite in Vegas for obvious reasons because they're a good team, and you don't look at it. It's not like you win one game and then you can't win another game. They could easily come back. So I think Denver needs it, though.
Like because they've got us get a split in Miami. You don't want to go back down 3-1, even going home for Game 5. So you got to get a split. And if you get the first one, now you hate to relax. You know, you hope you'd come out for Game 4 fired up. But at least you've got that split, right? You know now that you'd have the split.
No matter what, you're going home and it would be 2-2.
Yep.
Right?
And you regain home court advantage. So, I agree with you. I think Denver needs it more. And
you're not surprised that they're the favorites, are you, tonight? I mean, that's just the betting line, but you're not surprised.
Look, I mean, Rob. People talk, and I've been one to, you know, people think I've been disrespecting the Heat, and maybe I have. But they've been the underdogs in 16 or 17 of their playoff games this year, of 20. And people are looking at the roster. They're looking at the 82-game season, and they're looking at the other roster, and they keep saying, this other team is better. But they got to get it done on the court. So we'll see if Denver can do that tonight. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We got plenty more in store this hour. Big story in soccer. one of the biggest players of all time is coming to the MLS. He's coming to America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, Monsi. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're going to let Rob G tell us all about this.
Yeah, because he's a soccer aficionado.
Rob G. He doesn't really look like it, but he is a
Rob G,
aficionado.
Did you play soccer growing up?
That's got to be racist.
Yeah, what? Why? Because I'm racist. Why? Because I'm asking that you did you play soccer?
It has nothing to do with your race. You're just a little plump. That's all.
So why would I be good at soccer of all sports?
I said you don't look like a soccer player.
No, but I'm saying Rob G.
Yes.
Kids your age, you're young, y'all made y'all play soccer.
They did?
I thought you played soccer.
We played soccer during recess.
You didn't play. I never played
official soccer.
No.
My brother played for a year.
Our resident Western Block DJ, Alex Teichert, played a lot of soccer.
Alex, really?
You got game?
So actually, I almost went to play in college until I developed something called Oshkosh Schlatter in my knee.
Yeah, I remember
I was picked up by a couple schools to go play.
I'm going to admit this.
Wow, so you had game.
I was actually really good. I was the star striker on our school for Norco
my
High School.
Man. Because
I'm right-footed, but I'm ambidextrous, so I could score with my left and right, so I was really hard to cover.
Oh, I know. That's a big
I told you this before, guys. The first story I ever wrote in high school was about the soccer team at Van Buren High School. And my lead, if I wrote that today, I would be fired.
What was the lead? Can you say it?
Yeah, it was.
If you say it today, you'll be fine.
No. It was something like, in my house or something, soccer meant hitting your little sister or something. It was something.
They let that get
through. Yes. That was in the paper in 1980, Chris. It was a different time.
Hall of Famer right there.
I know, right?
Right, and they put you in the Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute. The NABJ is on line one. Hello?
All right. So, Rob G, explain to us what's going on with Lionel Messi.
Yeah, it's a big deal across the globe, actually. Lionel Messi, arguably the greatest soccer player.
Is it a big deal here, though?
That's part of the conversation.
It's massive.
So, he's coming over to MLS. He turned down, according to reports, 3 years, $1.6 billion with a B, dollars to play
from
in
the Saudis.
Yes, to play in Saudi Arabia. Decided he'd rather come to MLS. He's getting an unprecedented deal where he's going to get a cut of the Apple TV subscribers for their MLS streaming network. He's going to get a cut of all Adidas jersey kit sales. And he's going to be eventually given access to buy into the league and own his own team.
Rob, do you think this, because remember David Beckham came over.
Yep.
And it was a lot of attention paid to it, and it was supposed to, rev up the MLS. And it doesn't, you guys might know better than me. I don't really follow soccer. It didn't seem like it did because he was older. He wasn't at his best.
This to me
and
feels
this is
like
the same thing. Messi's 35.
This feels like a retirement.
Years. Right.
This feels like a retirement where he decided, and Alex, jump in, you're a soccer guy.
Right.
But where he could have gone to Saudi Arabia where, Chris, they'd expect bigger things out of him. He comes to MLS, which isn't on par with the international soccer. Alex, stop me if I'm saying anything wrong.
It's not even close. Keep going.
You're right. And Chris, he can't get the kind of money he was going to get from the Saudis, so he's got to get, off of his name,
that could be some
the
good
TV
stuff, all that,
and all that stuff.
Right.
But in reality, if Messi was really, to me, really serious about continuing his soccer career, he wouldn't be playing in the MLS.
Right.
He would have gone to Saudi Arabia for $1.5 billion. Alex, am I wrong?
It's like LeBron going to play in China.
No, it's perfect. Because if you think about it, this is basically Lionel Messi had one thing left to do, win a World Cup.
And he just did it.
He just did it. He has literally, and this is no competition, there is no debate here, he is the greatest soccer player in the world. If you go back to Pele or anybody before Maradona, it's a completely different skill level. But unlike the NBA, the rules haven't changed. It's still the same formatics it's always been.
So you think Messi is the best ever? I've always thought Pele.
Yeah.
No, without a doubt. Which because the doubt, skill level, the nutritional level, the physique level, everything is on such a higher par. It is insane how talented these players are, and he still dominates and make people look childish at times. It's insane.
I remember when he won, Chris, because he was like, who was that soap opera star who could never win the Emmy? And she finally.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was like that. He could never win, Alex,
it's
right?
It's true, and then, because it's a team sport, Rob. Yeah. Like, your entire team has to dominate.
Susan Lucci, I want to throw her name out. Right.
So if you think about this, him coming to MLS is probably the greatest thing to ever happen to us, because don't get me wrong, Beckham was great. We had Ibrahimovic not that long ago, too, which is a really well-known player
that
in the world. Ibrahimovic. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Wow. So this Alex just showing off today.
You know, I'm trying sometimes. But this is why it's so big, though, Chris and Rob, is because this is the step that we've needed to elevate soccer to the next tier to actually be competitive in the world. Because think about it. The reason we suck on a global level is because we don't have youth competitive aspects. There is no funding. There is no tournament play. It's individually
and private.
Okay, let
me ask you this.
Yes.
Because I've been hearing, and this is no exaggeration, since I was 9 years old, that soccer is the next big thing. I know it's huge on the world. I mean, you just listen to the money you were talking about. And Messi, Rob G, he's made about $1.5 billion throughout his career. So it's easy for him to say, nah, I'll pass on the 1.6 from the Saudis. But that just tells you how big it is worldwide. We get that. It's the biggest sport in the world.
Right, we get that.
On the globe. But in America, Rob, am I wrong? They've been saying since I was a kid.
Since I was a kid, Chris.
And I don't think it's got, I mean, yeah, of course it's gotten bigger. But let's keep it real. It is not any more part of the American consciousness than it was when we were kids in the 70s,
Do you know what would change it, though, Chris?
What's that?
If we made it to a World Cup final.
If we went to a World Cup final, Chris, for that moment.
But think about, though. The entire world is like, who is USA all of a sudden?
Now, wait a minute, as a country?
Are you kidding
me? But would it change it in America?
Well, think of it this way. Does anybody care about the Olympics until Olympics happen? No, nobody follows skiing or any of that stuff.
Yeah, but that's my point. They don't care about those sports during the year.
But this is what I'm getting to,
though, Chris. So they might only care about the World Cup every 4 years.
But imagine, though, we're on such a massive scale and we make a statement. Like, for example, Pulisic. Everybody knows that kid now because he's went across the world and played for these major teams. If you bring Messi over here, and I'm hoping Ronaldo follows quickly, if you have these two global iconic players, they buy in and own a team out here and then somehow bring other iconic players to step our performance level up here, it elevates us now to start investing into our youth players to finally adapt them to better players. Because just imagine LeBron James as a soccer player. Imagine Odell Beckham Jr., who was said to be a prodigy in soccer, playing as a striker. So like these massive athletes, if there's money there here on a professional level, it will make interest for global players to think about
that's
it.
I just think
we're a long way from that. Our best athletes, I don't see them picking soccer.
A lot of kids play soccer because, you know, you want them to go run around for 3 hours on the field and then they fall out at night.
Well, Chris, you make a good point, though, because if you get good here, you don't stay here. You go around the world. So that's why we don't grow here. But imagine if we made it an emphasis here, it would be a top-tier
sport. Last thing, Alex, I want to ask you, have you been to the soccer stadium here? I don't know the name. What is that one that's near USC?
You talking about LAFCs, their new stadium?
Yeah, how is that?
Oh, dude. So I'll tell you this.
They say the crowd, Chris, is incredible when you go to a game. It's a small venue.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know how many tickets are there.
The Chargers were playing?
Yes, for a little bit.
Yeah. I know they were saying it was
What's crazy about it, though, Rob and Chris, is they sent their actual mascots around the world to go to some global soccer empires like Manchester United. I think it's called Man U and different like soccer leagues, La Liga. They studied how the fandom works and how their chants are and everything, and brought it here to start the fandom. So they say the closest thing to like a European soccer game is LAFC. It's insane. Like, I've been there. You don't sit down the entire time.
By the way, they average 22,000 full capacity stadium every game.
Yes.
No, that's what I know. They have a big crowd, Chris, and it's a raucous crowd. And I don't know how many games they play. I've been by it, but I've never been in. I'm going to try to go to a game one day to experience.
You would love it, Rob.
What they're talking about. But all right. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Well, we'll see. But, man, we got a soccer stud.
I don't know about you, but I think he made a Messi of all this anyway.
Ha!
There you go. That's your best one tonight.
I'll give you that.
Not saying much, but at least you got on the scoreboard, Rob. All right, Ohtani. Rob tried to avoid this discussion. Was it yesterday or the day before? But we're going to talk Ohtani next. Not Aaron Judge.
I know.
Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm a fun guy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob, I tried to bring this up a couple of days ago, and you ran from it like Usain Bolt. You turned it into an Aaron Judge discussion.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, why? Why did you run? Here was the discussion for
those who
didn't hear it. It was that Shohei Ohtani. Now, nobody's saying just yet, obviously.
He's got a long way to go.
He's got to stay healthy. He's got to continue to do this for more than a decade. So he's a long way to go. But Rob, if he stays healthy, I wonder could we be looking at the best baseball player of all time? And again, you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
I'm not saying.
Right. Sure, we could. There's a lot of stuff that would have to happen for that to happen. And here's the other thing, Chris, that only could hurt him going forward. Last year we saw he had a good year last year on the mound and at the plate, but Aaron Judge had a better year and won the MVP.
Right.
So he's got to start winning some Cy Youngs and MVPs. Would you agree with that? I'm not saying
He's already got the one MVP. Look, this year, I mean, they're both, again, right there near the top. Right now, who's MVP in your mind? I think right now Shohei might be it.
Judge is on a crazy pace. The only stat I'll give you, Chris, is this one. He's on pace to have
He's only got a couple of more home runs. Or not a couple, but what's he got, 20?
He's got 19.
Shohei's got 16. So he's got three more home runs.
But he's on pace to have a 190 OPS for the second year in a row, Chris. Only three players in Major League Baseball history have done that. You ready? Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, and Barry Bonds. That's the class that Aaron Judge is in.
Okay. Well, how many players have hit?
No, I got you. I got you. I'm just saying what he's up against.
I mean, Rob, honestly, what he's up against. What could happen for the next 5 years? Get, you know, maybe take one of those years out. They could alternate MVPs.
No, they could. I'm not.
Because this year, if let's say this year is like last year and they're both close. Now, Judge did something historic.
Right.
But, you know, say he hits 58.
Right.
Or something.
It's not
like
historic.
That.
Right.
Right. Otani probably would get it. Would you agree with that?
If he keeps pitching the way that he has.
Right. Yes. And so they may kind of go alternate a few years. Here's where I would say. Yes, he absolutely has to win more MVPs. Cy Young, I would if he were to win a handful of MVPs, I don't think he'd have to. Now, he might win one,
but I don't think
he'd have to win a Cy Young.
But here's the only thing is, if you want to push him to that level of talking about the greatest ever, to win a Cy Young and American League MVP in the same year, do you see what I'm saying?
That pushes him in. Right. It's almost hard to deny. Now, granted, he's going to have some longevity. But for a guy to win the Cy Young and – even if it's in different years, Rob,
right? But you know what I'm saying. To win a Cy Young and an MVP, right?
Oh yeah, no, it'd be huge if he were to win a couple of Cy Youngs and MVPs. Now we're really getting out there. It almost becomes undeniable. But Rob, this is like the high school superstar.
Yep, who played?
Who hits .670
and is your
pitches and is going to get drafted. Like he's just head and shoulders above everybody else. And yet he's doing it at the major league level.
Yeah, it's incredible. There's no doubt about it. I just think
we should let kids that have this type of promise start, like, let them do both as long as they can. And I don't think it'll be a lot, but I'm just saying, if they let them do it until they really can't. You know what I mean? Because as great as Ohtani is, and obviously I've got major respect for him, I don't know if it could. Wouldn't you think there's been somebody else between the 100 years that separated Babe Ruth and him that could have done, maybe not at this level, but they could have done it? They could have done both?
You would think so. I mean, you would think so, but it just didn't happen. And a lot of it, Chris, was that they make you pick.
Right.
A lot of guys, yeah, they make you pick.
I think that's mainly it.
And they didn't make Ohtani pick. They could have, when he came over, Chris said, no, you know what?
Well, some teams wanted him. That's why one reason he picked the Angels.
Because they were going to let him do both.
They were going to let him do both, yeah. And lo and behold, he's staying healthy. I hope he can stay healthy, but it's all such a question in baseball. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 1 hour left. Y'all keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.